Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the joy and privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Jeremiah chapter 32. We're going to finish up that chapter today, verses 36 through 44 in the World English Bible. And this is what it says. Now, therefore, Yahweh, the God of Israel, says concerning this city about which you say, it is given into the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. Behold, I will gather them out of all the countries where I have driven them in my anger and in my wrath and in great indignation, and I will bring them again to this place. I will cause them to dwell safely. Then they will be my people, and I will be their God. I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever for their good and for the good of their children after them. I will make an everlasting covenant with them that I will not turn away from following them, to do them good. I will put my fear in their hearts, that they may not depart from me. Yes, I will rejoice over them to do good, and I will plant them in the land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. For Yahweh says, just as I have brought all this great evil on this people, so I will bring on them all the good that I have promised them. Fields will be bought in this land, about which you say, it is desolate without man or animal. It is given into the hands of the Chaldeans. Men will buy fields for money, sign the deeds, seal them, and call witnesses in the land of Benjamin, and in the places around Jerusalem, in the cities of Judah, in the cities of the hill country, in the cities of the lowland, and in the cities of the south, for I will cause their captivity to be reversed, says Yahweh. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I pray for my friend today that you would be the God of great reversals. You would reverse what the enemy has meant for evil and cause it to be good. You promise us in Romans 8:28 that you will cause all things to work together for the good for all of us who love you and who are called according to your purpose. But sometimes, Lord, it can be hard to be in the middle of that situation and just see the darkness all around and not really understand that there will be light, there will be hope, there will be goodness coming. So, Lord, I pray for a restory. I pray for a restoration and a reversal. Lord, for the person battling body image, I pray that you would help them to see their soul as beautiful and to know that your delight is in them, that the image of God rests on them, that they are valuable and beautifully made in their mother's womb. For those who are battling substance abuse, no matter what substance that may take, I pray, Lord, that the taste for it would go away in Jesus' name. I pray you would deliver them now from the addiction. In Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit, deliver them. I pray for the person who is battling a pornography addiction, and I pray that it would become, it would just become something they never want to see again. That it would become vile to them and they would not want to be near it or touch it or even talk about it. Lord, deliver my friend today from that addiction. I pray for broken marriages. And I know, Lord, that there are some out there that are broken beyond repair. And Lord, you can still do a miracle. And of course, I pray for that. But I also pray for grace if a marriage breaks up. And I pray that you would put your spirit and your life into the person in the aftermath of that who's trying to pick up the pieces of the pain of that divorce. Lord, I pray for those battling illness, especially chronic illness, who are worn out and tired of fighting, and they're just beyond it. Lord, would you carry them? Lord, I pray for those who are battling anxiety today and battle intrusive thoughts and suicidal ideation. I pray for deliverance today in Jesus' name. Lord, help them to connect with the right kind of people who will help them, the experts that will help them and the medications that will help them. But I also truly do pray that you would help them to heal also from whatever trauma that they've walked through. Lord, I know I have walked through so much and it is a hard journey. So give them bravery as they do so. Lord, I pray for those who are walking in abusive relationships right now, and I pray that you would open the eyes of those walking in them and help them to enact safety precautions and boundaries and find safe people around them to protect them. Lord, I pray for the widow and the orphan and the alien and those who are in refugee camps and those who are in war-torn countries. I pray for your mercy. I pray for people who are following you wholeheartedly and yet are being persecuted. I pray you just give them an extra measure of your Holy Spirit to endure that persecution today. I pray this in Jesus' beautiful, powerful, amazing, amazing, amazing name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And I just pray that this podcast is a blessing to you. If you feel compelled to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. Or if you have something you'd like to advertise to this audience, you can email Kristen, my assistant, at newsletter@marydemuth.com, and she'll get you started. Thanks. Bye.